This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, along with my friends here in the Moss Nissan studio, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you very much for listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, California's on fire again. The fire of threat out there is extremely serious because of the dry brush and the tinder. And yesterday, San Bernardino, I do believe 100,000 people have been ordered to leave, and that's about 20,000 homes. And it looks like as if that fire is following a lot of the paths that it followed the last time.
This is called the Saddle Ridge Fire, which is on the north side of the 210 freeway in Sylmar. Apparently they had some strong Santa Ana winds that
yep.
were moving, in around Porter Ranch and whatnot. Here's, what's remarkable. I'm sitting here reading a piece out of the LA Times. It was done a couple hours ago. And they're not getting evacuation notices like they need to. I mean, they get them with literally 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I mean, Kevin, we have hurricanes and we're telling people, get out.
3 days in advance, sometimes a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely remarkable. In some areas, they're not getting any kind of advice. I mean, people are looking out through their windows saying, well, there's a red glow right there. And they're not getting anything on TV. They're not getting any phone calls. They're not getting any text messages from California authority. It is remarkable to me. And what's even more remarkable is that these people are not prepared. They're running around panic, grabbing one day's worth of clothes.
Sure.
They bail out. They're forgetting medications. They're necessarily knocking on neighbors' doors, get out, because nobody is giving any warnings. The system out there is so broken, and it's not like this is a new gig for the state of California. I mean, we go through this every single year. So
yeah.
If I were these residents in California, I'd be screaming that there's not some kind of better advanced warning system. Because fires can jump, over a highway in 5 seconds, it's just staggering to me. Sitting here reading a story that this lady and her husband were able to wake up only 8 of their neighbors in the middle of the night. What? I mean, why are they having to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the authorities? I mean, fine, I'm glad that they're doing it, but suppose those people weren't home in order to wake up 8 neighbors.
Yeah.
They could have been traveling. I mean, it was nuts.
Yep, it is. Now, let's talk about more whistleblowers that have come forward.
to talk about Donald Trump. Now, the problem that we got here is we just found out that this ambassador, this woman, Marie Yovanovitch, who defied the State Department orders and testified before Congress yesterday, she stated that her removal from her post in the Ukraine was a coordinated effort based on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. But what she forgot to tell everybody was she was not only a donor, but a big-time supporter of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, look, you know, all we did was bring her back. She what they call recalling an ambassador. She's not been taken. I mean, she hasn't been defrocked as an ambassador.
No, not yet.
But here's the deal. Where is the Trump administration, including, I would say, Pompeo and the rest, that are going through the personnel that are left over from the previous administration or where they are now? Now, you can donate to whoever you want to donate to. I'm not saying that
sure.
they can't.
Sure.
But nonetheless, You have to follow the ethos, the edict of the administration that you're working for. And apparently she was obviously not doing that. She had written some articles even in the local newspapers in Ukraine, you know, slamming the administration and slamming, you know, policies and that kind of thing. Well, that should have been an early warning right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you heard of Snopes?
Oh, sure. I haven't touched Snopes in 15 years.
Right, and it's they're part of a college out of Illinois, very progressive, and usually their verification of the truth was questionable, to say the least. But they have come out, and they said they're not going to use feelings and emotion to describe the stories that are being put out there. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, everybody uses them to start with.
Yep. Couldn't make that up if you started to. Now, for all the Vietnam veterans, listen up. Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane, got arrested yesterday in Washington, D.C. For what, I say, Denise?
She was arrested for climate change. She's protesting climate change. She was arrested on the steps of the Capitol. She's already out.
82 years old. She's out there protesting. God love her, right? But anyway, all she needed was that little helmet from the artillery piece up there in Hanoi, and she would have fit the part again. All right, I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. What do 385,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, guess what? They all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend themselves, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The first person last person standing is the first person the police are going to look at when they show up on the scene. Now, remember, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. And let's not forget the fact that you can carry it with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. So, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. That's the USCCA logo link. And you will find out that there is a way to cover yourself. All righty, and now back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. So, Jane Fonda, more to the story, you say?
Well, yeah, she's already out from her protest, but she has vowed, get this, she bought a place in Washington, D.C., and she has vowed to protest every Friday and get arrested every Friday. So we haven't heard the last of her. Now, I would also argue that this whole thing on the left when it comes to climate change has got people that are so panicked. The young kids, all the way up to Jane Fonda, who's, what, 82 or 82 years
yep,
old?
82.
Okay. It's got people in such fear and so angry that they're willing to do things in their lives they've never done before. I mean, they've gone like off the deep end.
Right.
So, shame on these climate change people. I mean, to the point where, people have risked their own lives for something that's just not going to affect their life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's nuts. I know. It's nuts. But life goes on, and at least they're still out there. And the only thing that Jane Fonda missed yesterday, was missing, was one of those Vietnamese helmets like she wore the day she sat at that artillery piece, that AK gun. She should have had one of those, and it would have fit her to a T. All right. Yesterday, the United States announced that they were sending 2,000 more troops at the request of Saudi Arabia to Saudi Arabia, as well as more military gear. What's going on?
Well, all things are on, it appears. They're doing some offensive moves here for Saudi Arabia, and they're also sending weapon systems, the THAAD system. We don't know what the number of weapon systems are in total, but yeah. So this is, you know, just another step in some kind of an offensive on Iran. I think they're going to do a Patriot missile defense system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm kind of surprised that, you know, some of these things weren't already done, especially after those tankers.
Yeah.
But I guess better late than never. So. I will say that normally when this kind of thing happens, that Saudi Arabia pays the bill. This isn't all on the United States in, you know, the self that we have to pay for it. They generally pay for this.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I do believe that Ms. Little Ayok has got another challenger going against her. This makes three that I'm aware of there. Is that the number you come up with, too?
I think that's right. But we also need to be asking some hard questions, because remember, she and her chief of staff are also under investigation by the Federal Elections Commission. And it's kind of like, okay, good. Well, where are we on that? I mean, how long does it take for an investigation on that to happen? Remember that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, where are we in the cycle on that investigation? I mean, why are things so slow?
Well, when you find out, you can let me know.
That little part of it is kind of a no-brainer. I mean, we already know what happened. They obviously had to do some kind of an investigation to even, you know, claim that she and her chief of staff were paying themselves, and they had some illegal front operations and so forth and so on. So it's kind of like, this is on the weird side.
Well, I totally agree with you, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Now, another group of whistleblowers have come forward. I'm not sure what the number is, but you really got to wonder about all of this, because this, to me, reeks of the Kavanaugh thing. Remember when they brought all those people out there?
I've read both books, yeah. But here's what people don't understand either. Is it two previous National Security Council staff members work in the Schiff?
Yeah.
Under his realm, under his management. Now, I don't know if that's in his office or in the Intelligence Committee, which he's chairman of. But so that necessarily makes three.
Right.
So what we have here are plants. I don't know how else to put it, but yeah.
Yeah, it looks like as if they're playing with the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals to.
Well, but here's the deal. I mean, these leaks, I mean, anything that happens in the National Security Council and or in the White House Situation Room is classified material, highly classified material, you don't get any more highly classified than that. And to leak these kinds of things to the Intelligence Committee, which I would argue does have some clearance, but it doesn't have top clearance. So these are felonies. And so where is the Department of Justice on this one?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen to Donald Trump and what he had to say when he was at Minneapolis night before last. This was when he first stepped up onto the stage here.
It is great to be back in the Twin Cities with the freedom-loving American patriots who make our country run. You know that. You know it. For the next 13 months, think of that. It seems like yesterday. For the next 13 months, we are going to fight with all of our heart and soul, and we are going to win the great state of Minnesota in 2020.
Well, there's a good chance of that because they've got, he lost by 44,000 votes. And a lot of the evangelicals didn't come out. A lot of people were just plain ticked off, and we got ourselves Ilhan Omar out of the deal. But boy, did he go after her the other night.
He did. And, you know, there are certain pockets of Minnesota that, he has, and that's good. It's Minneapolis. Some districts within Minneapolis that are at issue, and we certainly saw that issue with the protests that were going on outside of his rally, which is ridiculous. And then yet, he goes to Louisiana, and we don't have any of that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't have any of those protests going on outside.
Right. Now, there was a court or a judge somewhere yesterday that ruled on the Trump tax data, and was it New York again?
Yeah, federal judge.
Okay, and said that he ruled with the state of New York, the attorney general, who's trying to get his tax returns and all that. I believe that was a ruling.
Correct. He's got to cough him up. I think it was 8 years, but I'm not sure of that number. I could be wrong on the number. Mm-hmm. But now, I don't know who... I did not read the ruling, so I don't know who has to turn them over. I don't know if his accountants have to turn them over. I don't know if he himself has to turn them over. But now they're going to elevate it and hope that maybe take it to the Supreme Court or directly to the Supreme
Court. Now, finally, the California governor has adopted now and signed the broadest gun seizure rules in the nation. Talk about a red flag warning. This is a bright red, freaking burning hot orange flag warning.
Well, you know, it's kind of all over the place, isn't it?
Yes,
they want to take guns off the streets and take guns away from people without necessarily due process, but yet they're not telling people clearly in advance for public safety to get out of harm's way and evacuate well in advance of these fires. So, I mean, you go figure it out.
Well, if I could figure that out and I had a quarter, I could probably have a dollar by the time I got done. All right, well, here comes the music. That means that segment's over. You have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday morning.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and we appreciate talking to her, and you can go over there and check out all her great articles at founderscode.com. We're coming back by bottom of the hour here, right after the news break, bottom of the hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war. Yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States farm products. The lights were back on for many of the nearly 2 million Northern California residents who lost electricity in an effort to prevent wildfires. The first death linked to the outages was reported today, a man who relied on oxygen. The threat of more widespread outages loom in Southern California after the winds moved to the Los Angeles area, where a wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds prompted officials to order the evacuation of over 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, there she is, Donna Fiducia, bringing us in with a little disco inferno underneath her there. And I'll tell you what, the Tramps are the ones that did that. And years ago, I remember dancing to that, and wouldn't you know, about maybe about 5 years ago now, I actually wound up meeting the Tramps down in Sarasota at the theater down there where they were performing that night at the arena down there. Isn't that something? Sometimes things just work out that way. Well, Diamond and Soak were on a roll. And this is what they had to say about Elizabeth Warren. Listen to this. This is hilarious.
There's a report now in the Daily Beast saying that Elizabeth Warren has been in contact with Andrew Gillum. He is the guy from Tallahassee, Florida, that ran against DeSantis for the governor position, and he lost to DeSantis. But what do you think about this? That could be her vice president should she get the nomination.
Pandering again. Yes. Elizabeth Warren, who is a fake, a fraud, and a phony. She is. Gilliam need to be very careful because he's about to be used. What happened in the Obama era when all of these black people rushed to the polls? You will never see that happening with an Elizabeth Warren and a Gilliam.
That's right.
Black people, because black people look at Elizabeth Warren as another Rachel Dolezal. She's a fake. Yes. She's a liar.
You don't know who she is.
That's right.
Yeah, she's a fake. She's a liar. Boy, isn't that the truth. And, oh, by the way, just to make you feel wonderful about life in general, if you got a church you're going to and, you know, churches are tax exempt, maybe they won't be for long. Listen to Beto O'Rourke.
This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
Congressman, thank you.
Wow. Wow and wow. All right, let's go to the phone lines, because I think we got the mayor of the airport here. We got, I believe we got Ian on the line. Is that you, Ian?
Yep, it sure is. Yeah, I got to tell you, these wackos are trying to gin up the Civil War. They're really doing a good job about it. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Sure.
I just want to rant about something. I think Hillary's going to get into this race somehow, some way.
So do I.
By crook.
So do I.
She owns. I never discounted that. I hope I'm wrong. And you know what? There's a good chance she could win. Okay, unfortunately. And Bernie having a heart attack, believe it or not, was the best thing that could ever happen to him. Because, look, even if Bernie didn't have the heart attack and went the distance, they would have stolen it anyway. The Democrat Party does not want Bernie. They didn't want him in 2016, and they stole that and rigged it. If they didn't steal it and rig it, Bernie probably would have been president, because I believe he could have beat Trump. Now, that's not saying Trump's a bad guy, because I voted for Trump. I'm just trying to be realistic. They didn't want him in 2016. They bought his silence. That's why Bernie never complained about it, and they don't want him this year. So now he's going to say, well, Bernie's going to fade away, and he's going to use the health issue as a fig leaf, and he's going to be an elder statesman type person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And one other thing I wanted to say, what I really wanted to say is I want to congratulate myself, because if I'm not for me, who's going to be? And you remember, after Trump got elected, when he was president-elect, and then now into about 2017, I said he needs to clean the government out.
But sure.
Boy, if this is not an indication that, first of all, I don't believe Trump thought he was going to win, and I know that really ticks Trump people off. But again, it's not a criticism. I didn't think Trump himself wanted to.
He was 18 points down 2 days before the vote. Yep.
Right. He was surprised himself that he won. I believe that all along. And therefore, he did not prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he's not a professional politician, so he didn't have the infrastructure. The biggest mistake that he made, really all Republicans make this, they do not, when you get control, the Democrats are masters of running the government, because they're the government party.
Right.
And the Republicans do not get in and fire. They need to fire from cabinet positions down to where they can't touch them. I believe it goes down to like G10, and then G10 picks up civil service, okay?
That's right.
And remember, I was calling that, they need to golden parachute these people out. They need to buy them off.
Yeah.
They need to close departments. They didn't do that. That's why Trump is having this mess that he's having, because this government of ours is so infiltrated, so corrupt. It's like a house that's been termites. It's just a facade of itself, because it's been eaten out from the inside. Our own government is the biggest obstacle to us doing anything. I'm not worried about them creeps over in Syria, ISIS,
right.
Smisis, the Kurds, Al Qaeda, all that. We put away Hitler and Tojo. Don't ever forget that. Because we had the will to win. And if we'd had the will to win, we could have finished off the NBA and the DC in the summer of 65.
Yeah.
We didn't have the will to win. Not the American people. Not the grunts like you that were over there.
No.
And my cousins and my brothers that were over there. They had to win. It was the politicians and the ruling class, the ruling elite,
yep.
did not have the will to win.
Yep.
Okay?
It's all
I'm
true.
Telling you, when I say our government is an enemy, I don't mean that we should run out and I'm not advocating violence. I'm telling you it's the POGO thing. I have looked in the mirror and the enemy is us. Okay?
Yep.
It's us. It's us, the American people, that have to clean this mess up. And we're waiting on Trump to do it.
True.
It ain't going to get done because there's only one man.
True.
All right?
All righty.
And no Republican has torched that bureaucracy since the late 1940s. Think about that.
Yeah.
Since the late 1940s, no Republican has torched that bureaucracy.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Nancy, Ian, and calling the mayor of the airport because he knows what he's talking about there. By the way, in case you haven't heard, the director, Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAllen, has stepped down. He's announced his retirement as Homeland Security Secretary. It's widely believed that he's going to be replaced very quickly. I'm not sure who's going to get it. I know Ken Cuccinelli's name has popped out several times, but there may be someone else in the system that's professional ranked with either the Customs and Border Patrol or maybe they've been in with ICE or something like that, like this gentleman McKellen was. And we'll see, because sometimes you don't want to put a politician, if you will, like a Cuccinelli, in charge of something like this. We'll see what it is they do. Oh, and by the way, the Rudy Giuliani situation with the two guys there that he'd bumped into, and maybe he knew them and maybe he didn't know them, and maybe he was working with them or they were working for him and all that. Well, the DOJ announced that there is an investigation going on to find out what Rudy's involvement was with this and whether or not it was lobbying. And if so, it would be a violation of the law because you're supposed to report that sort of stuff, even if you don't get paid anything. But we'll see what happens. And then, of course, we heard about Adam Schiff's aides who worked with the whistleblower. Goodness sake. I mean, worked with them, he or she, whoever this is, this whistleblower. So we'll see where all that goes. And the Watergate prosecutors, 17 of them, say that the current government and the House of Representatives should impeach President Trump. 17 Watergate prosecutors. Okay. And I think those guys, a lot of those guys were Republican at that time. So, because it was Richard Nixon was a Republican senator. But then again, they might have been Democrat too. Because I think the House was not Republican at that time. Could be wrong, but I'm taxing my memory here going back that far. All right, well, we'll be coming back with the final segment of the program. Here comes the music in my ear. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about the mistake I believe the Democrats are making on this impeachment thing. I don't think this is going to fly. I really don't. I don't think the Senate's going to pass it. I don't believe they have enough votes in the House right now to get it passed in the House, or they already would have done it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our buddies over at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, spelled MAUSNissan.com. Now, I've been driving the brand new Nissan Murano, available at Moss Nissan. It's definitely a cut above. If you're like me and you enjoy a sporty, fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort of a luxury crossover, boy, this is the one. It's got a great transmission, the CVT transmission, 6-speed, and the powerful V6 in it gives you plenty of get-up-and-go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out, and I'm having a ball driving this thing. Now, every new Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care maintenance program featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for life and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program 24/7, 365. Now, that's a program that saves you all kinds of money and gives you preferred pricing if you're a veteran, active duty military, first responder, active or retired. So there you go. Now, don't forget, you can go to Moss Nissan. They're located at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey and on U.S. 19 in Crystal River. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And they have a brand new dealership coming in Tampa. More on that shortly. By the way, a special shout out to Ricky from Ricky's Trucking, I believe, up there. He's a truck driver, truck owner, operator up there in Valdosta. Appreciate you tuning in and listening to the program there, my man. And say hi to Scott James for me, Mr. Mayor. We're going to call him Mr. Mayor. Now, the Democrats, in my humble opinion, have made a big mistake on this impeachment thing. Because on my radio show, for about the last month or so, ever since this stuff started, I've been asking questions of people, and I've been getting a lot of emails back and forth, and I've been paying attention to the, quote, Beltway reporters, whether or not the House Democrats are running the risk of turning their impeachment inquiry into a kangaroo court by repeatedly breaking with the precedents of impeachments past. Now, I think they already know that they have violated the very House rules that are there, the way that they're supposed to do it. And everybody has agreed with, yes, there is a risk through each that's been evaluated, the size and the risk that's differently, that this whole thing could be just a dog and pony show. And simply put, Democrats are moving forward without a full floor vote and without the legal standards that have marked impeachments throughout our nation's history and the other three times that it's been done. Now, the White House counsel, his name is Pat Cipollone, points out, and I'm going to quote here, precedent for the rights to cross-examine witnesses, call witnesses, and present evidence dates back nearly 150 years. Yet the committees have decided to deny the president these elementary rights and protections that form the basis of the American justice system. All right. And then it goes on to say, this is not just about the president. Speaker Pelosi and her party are rejecting the deeply embedded ideals of due process for the accused. It is a terrible mistake from which they will lose and lose big. And again, I agree with the statement. I absolutely, positively agree with the statement. Now let's take this one step further. The real Ukraine scandal lies with the Hillary Clinton Foundation. How do I know? Because the money that Joe Biden got, the $900,000 before he became the vice president, and then the $6 to $9 million that both he and his son got while he was the vice president from the Ukraine, a large sum of that money went into a foundation that Joe Biden had. And then money from that foundation was transferred where? To the Clinton Foundation. So it tells me that the two were intertwined. To what degree, we don't know. But there are investigators over there right now investigating that to try to come up with an answer. That's what Mr. Durham is up to. That's what Mr. Barr has been up to, going back and forth. And the president is not going to get thrown out of office. Make no mistake and mark my words and take it to the bank. He's not going to get thrown off out of office with what I just told you about them not going using the proper rules to begin with and procedures that are in place for the impeachment. They've already violated all that. Any judge or court will throw that out if it gets challenged. And again, the remarkable record the president's had with his economic success for the American workers, 63 million Trump voters, full employment, all of that ensures that none of this is going to happen. And President Trump has the highest approval rating amongst Republicans in history at this time. Anywhere from 80 to 95% of the Republicans agree with what the president's doing. And no one is going to impeach this president. Just not going to happen. So let's discuss why all of this is happening. Well, the president touched the third rail of the Democratic deep state D.C. swamp politics. Matter of fact, he dove right in the middle of it. Said he was going to do it. And he asked Ukraine's president to investigate massive Democratic corruptions and thefts of taxpayer money going on there in his country. Well, all of a sudden, big-time alarm bells went off at the DNC because there's all kinds of people that could be caught up in this, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And I believe that this president, our president, Donald J. Trump, is about to expose the biggest scandal in U.S. political history, and it was all going on in a little country called the Ukraine. Unbelievable, huh? By the way, Freedom Boat Club, not to be outdone, Freedom Boat Club, when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you have access to over 430 boats right here in my backyard at the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club system. The Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And let's not forget that across the country, the Freedom Boat Club has 185 locations across the United States of America. They also have three in Canada, and they also have two in France. Yes, that's right. I said France. Now, they got more coming soon. And right here, Tampa Bay, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, we have 28 ports. With a couple more coming down the line. And it's rumored that we're going to be going to Gainesville. They're going to be moving up to Gainesville, too, with another location. Now, the big thing is when you join the Freedom Boat Club right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active-duty military, a veteran, active or retired, a first responder, active or retired, work for the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. So, load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun and sun out on the water. And don't forget, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all other Freedom Boat Club locations. So go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, the number to call, and tell them the captain sent you. freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Well, next Tuesday, Rules for Deplorables, our Rules for Deplorables segment, and we'll be up on, we'll be up on rule number 12, Build That Wall. The price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. And we're going to be talking about that next time around. Can't wait. That's going to be a very interesting segment, to say the least. Very interesting segment. You're going to like what we say when you hear the author of the book, Rules for Deplorables, book.com, Kathy Chamberlain and myself talking about this. Now, for all you this weekend, I want you to behave yourselves for the Florida Gators crew that's over there in Louisiana getting ready for the big game later on today, 8 o'clock tonight. Stay out of trouble. I'm going to say go Gators and hope that they win, but that's a tough road to hoe over there. That's a tough stadium to play in, but maybe they'll get lucky. All right, I'll see you all Monday morning bright and early, everybody, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.